Hi, Janet. Thank you for the opportunity to do a reading for you. I'm looking at the cards I've drawn regarding your first question about your upcoming graduation and will you be successful? You have some very good cards coming up regarding this. I don't name all the cards, but I will tell you that the Ten of Cups has come up. It is the wish card. It's one of the most positive cards that you can get in a deck. The Ten of Cups indicates happiness, homecoming, fulfillment, security, emotional stability, harmony. It seems that you will do extremely well in your schooling, in your graduation. The story around this that I'm getting from the cards is that you did go through a period of uncertainty. You had to make some hard decisions about your direction. You had to dig deep. You had to spend time waiting, make sacrifices, and save up money in order to start this program. And it did not come easily to you. But you have worked very hard. You've come through a period. From the little bit of astrology I also looked at, it looks like you've come through a period of a lot of very intense work and sacrifice, and it will come to a good end. So congratulations on that. I see that you also had to face obstacles, some difficult times. There were definitely challenges for you throughout this. It made you stronger. It made you more confident and more knowledgeable in what you'll be taking out of this. Toward the future, I see momentum, confidence, expansion and growth, more foresight, more knowledge. You're looking ahead and exploring options. I'll tell you that you should fasten your seatbelt because you have a very good card coming up in the near future indicating speed, progress, quick decisions, sudden changes. Things are going to be moving fast for you not long after your graduation. And I see a lot of focus, a lot of energy. You're a very ambitious and capable person, and this is going to be a time of manifesting for you. The cards indicate that you are very generous, and at heart you want to offer, to give. You're not doing all this just for yourself and your own acclaim. You really want to offer health, well-being, and all good things to whoever you can, whoever is open to this. You have a great sense of community, and this will come through. This is visible to those around you. You are perceived as someone who can offer and give and benefit others. Again, you have It's been a bit of a lonely time with all of your studies. You've been, you've had to reduce your spending. You've had to allot your time for studies. And that time, however, is starting to shift into something else. You have had to really limit your expenditures too. And it's not a place you really like to be in, but it was necessary and it benefited you in a way. So that also is coming round. I'll also mention in the cards here the beautiful Six of Cups. It describes nostalgia and a childhood influence, which makes me wonder if there was somebody in your life, perhaps a mentor or ideal, somebody who inspired you to follow this course of study or career. And it seems like they were a great influence on you in the most positive way. I see a lot of heartfulness, a lot of love for your fellow man, for community in the way these cards are unfolding for you. Your second question is regarding opening a spa business in the next year and how that would unfold. And the image that has come up is of a gardener who has planted a garden and is working on it and waiting for the fruition, for the harvest. And along with that, you have supportive figures, an elder figure who is of authority and structure, someone practical, and also another figure, perhaps yourself, somebody with what I see is a lot of sensuality, beauty, healing through natural methods, creativity. Just it goes very nicely with the card of the gardener. All of this seems very well grounded, very supported, and very positive. But as we know, with any garden, it takes time, patience, perseverance, gardening abilities. This, however, is shown to be supported. You have all of this. You have the focus. You have tremendous energy and ambition, I can see from what I've peeked at with your astrology. You will not have any trouble with this. However, there is an aspect in the spa question that is not in your hands. With two major arcana in that answer, there's an element that is not in your control. Just as in any garden, you can't control the weather. You will see what unfolds, but the cards are all very positive here. And it just advises consistency, hard work, and decisiveness in that, along with cultivating some very good relationships that support this. With your third question about finding a good partner in the next year, again, the cards are extremely positive. You have a divine energy here, which indicates intuition, mystery, spirituality, surrender to a higher power, and your own unconscious voice. So this is not something that's necessarily rational or that anybody else can decide for you. You also have, I will name the card, the Magician, that is coming up for you. And that to me describes skill, ability, focus, and the ability to manifest, willpower and desire. You are very gifted, very intelligent, and your drive is something that should be taken into consideration by any potential partner, that you are somebody that is very independent, very ambitious, and driven, and very direct also in your speech. So whoever you are with needs to be able to work with that. And friendship is a very good foundation for that to begin with. You also have the Four of Wands, which is a fabulous card for indicating relationship. These are the four corners of a home of stability, belonging, gatherings, reunions, community. This will be somebody in your community. That's very important for you. This is not something that you can control again, but it is something that is indicated in the cards very positively. And I'm just looking at a lot of strength here, a lot of ambition. I'll just say take care of yourself. Don't push yourself too much because you really have a lot of momentum and ambition here. You're going to do really well with this, and it's been Wonderful. Your questions are excellent. Very deep life questions that you're looking at here. So all the best to you, and God bless. Bye.